Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by you. Your donations make this podcast possible. Please consider donating today using the New Life app, visit newlife.com, or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Welcome to New Life Live with host and founder of New Life Ministries, Stephen Arterburn. New Life Live is dedicated to transforming lives one at a time, thanks to the giving hearts of you, our listeners. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word to give you hope and help in life's hardest places. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now here's Steve.
Hi there. Hi, everybody, and welcome to New Life Live. Very special program today. And if you want to watch us on YouTube, you certainly can do that. Mylon Yurkovich is in the studio there in California. Mylon, good to see you today. How are you?
Great, Steve. It's nice to see you and your special guest, Steve Poe, and yep. It's a pleasure.
So Mylon saved my life so that I could come to Indiana and be with Steve Poe. Steve Poe is the pastor of Northview Church, where I get to be a teaching pastor. And Steve, welcome. We're so glad that you are here.
Thank you, Steve. I really, really appreciate it.
One of the things that is so great about Northview is you have a heart for people. You've got a great recovery ministry there. I mean, it's just thriving. I think people... If you had a church, you'd want to have a recovery ministry like you have there. Why do you think so many people feel okay about coming and getting some help?
Well, I think almost everybody today, to one degree or another, is struggling with hurts, habits, and hang-ups.
Yep.
And there's a great deal of frustration of not knowing what to do about it. And so when a church can offer help, that feels like a safe place for them to go.
Yeah.
Sometimes they're real intimidated to go to a counselor they don't know, but their church is their home.
Yeah.
It's their family, and so they feel a lot safer going there.
Well, there aren't many churches that would even allow, like my wife's group, for sexual integrity for women, and yet the women come, they feel safe, and that's really a wonderful thing. So Steve is going to be on with us a few times this year. And he has written a book, and it is called Creatures of Habits. Not out yet. It'll be out in May. We'll talk more about it there. But it's breaking the habits that are holding you back from God's best. So this is a book for everyone. But when you look at these habits, Steve, these aren't like drinking, eating, things like that, anger, lust, and worry. Of all the things you've done, why this particular book?
Well, the first reason is because you approached me after I was doing this series of messages and said, if you don't write this book, I'm going to.
Yeah, that's right. I did. And then you wrote it, and so now I can't. But I did do that. But you said, okay, you're going to do it, and you do it, and you did it. It seems like it really is at the heart of all the stuff people are dealing with on the surface. This is the one that's really dealing with the stuff down below, such as pride and greed, all these things that we don't really like to talk
about. Exactly. Well, again, it goes right back to the statement I just made, that everybody struggles with hurts, habits, and hang-ups.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think we recognize just how serious that is. I mean, when we invite Christ into our life, we become a new creation, new creature in Christ.
Mm-hmm.
But oftentimes, we still continue in some of those same old bad habits that we've had all of our life. And we have to be intentional that we want to do something about those. And so I really felt like it was important to help people to take those steps, because oftentimes Christians don't deal with these bad habits in their life, and they struggle with them the rest of their life, and they wonder, why am I not experiencing the peace that passeth understanding or God's joy?
Mm-hmm.
And it's because they didn't get rid of the bad habits, which eventually become spiritual strongholds that are going to keep you from God's best.
Well, I just wish every pastor would be saying those words, because a lot of times we get just the opposite of that. We get people saying, well, you know, I accepted Christ, so now everything's just going to be wonderful. And it isn't
exactly
wonderful. So anyway, we'll talk more about the book probably in May. But if you want to join us here, Milan Yurkovich, Steve Arterburn, and Steve Poe, you can join us 1-800-229-3000. 1-800-229-3000. We'll be back after this.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. If you want to join us, 1-800-229-3000. You can go to YouTube, go to the New Life Live YouTube channel there. I want to mention this, that we got a great premium for you. Anybody that supports the ministry, we send you this New Life Journal. It's not just blank paper. It really directs you in what to journal about, such as, what does Scripture tell me about forgiveness for me and forgiveness for others? Every page has got some kind of direction. There's some great quotes in here. I think you'll really love this, and it's our way of saying thank you for supporting this ministry. And if you speak Chinese, Take Your Life Back just came out in Chinese, so pretty excited about that. We were supposed to be doing a tour in Taiwan, but there was a virus that came up that killed that. And if you need any of this stuff, or help, or a counselor, anything, you call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. But right now, we're going to go to Christy, Sacramento, California, the great station KFIA, right there in Sacramento. Christy, how are you today?
Fine, thank you. How are you?
Doing all right. And how could we help you? What's going on in your life?
I need help clarification, with clarification from compassion, you know, should be moving us to an action, but
yeah.
My compassion towards my son leads me to enabling, and I need to stop that and get out of the way. A little background, when he was 19, we entered him into a rehab. He had a mood disorder and got into addiction, and, you know, we supported him through that year. He did a lot of work. He really did try. And so I feel now whenever he's on the right track, you know, I try to, like, encourage it. And what I did last year, it was a mistake, but last year I let him move into one of my rental properties. And it's just enabled him to live a lifestyle he can't afford. And I need to basically, you know, ask him to leave. But the pandemic happened. So, you know,
yeah.
I don't know. I'm just, my compassion has once again made me enable him, and I don't know how to stop that bad mm-hmm. habit.
You know, just want to mention this, Christy. My good friend Dave Stoop, and I'll ask everybody to pray for Dave, and he's really struggling here with health, and we want the best for him. But, you know, Dave's son was like your son, and Dave would say that he did very compassionate things for his son. But one day it dawned on Dave that really, really wasn't what he was doing. And I don't know if this applies to you, but I'm just going to throw it out there. What he discovered was, I wasn't doing stuff out of compassion for my son. I did stuff that made me comfortable. My motive was me, not my son. It made me more comfortable not to press charges when he stole things, or not to have him spend the night in jail and things like that. And when Dave made that shift, that's when his son got sober and has been sober ever since. I mean, he got help. He went into treatment. Does any of that, might any of that ring true with you? I don't know. I mean, it's something to think about.
Yes. 100%, and I've been there before. That's why I'm so mad at myself. You know, he's 25 now. He's going to be 26. So we've been doing this a long time, and I've had to learn that process of tolerating the pain and letting him figure it out. And I know when I let him move in, I even had to, you know, tell my husband. I said, I'm buying me peace of mind.
Mm-hmm.
I knew that at the time. I was buying myself peace of mind. But, you know, he had a job and things were going well. Well, now because of this pandemic, you know, oh my goodness, he's one of those mentalities where I can't get a job, I might get sick. And I'm like, oh my goodness.
Given all that, why is it that you want him to leave?
Mine.
Why do you want him to leave?
Because he's just been enabled to create a lifestyle where he doesn't have to be productive. He doesn't have to go. Because I'm enabling him to have to not work.
Well, how does he eat? I mean, you've given him a place to live, but how does he eat if he?
They're getting by. He has a roommate, and they're getting by. But it's. I was wrong because exactly what Dave Stoops said. I did this so that I had peace of mind, and I know I interfered again with his life and his ability to go out and become a man and do what's right. I interfered.
Okay.
So I want to back out.
Right. Well, knowing it and then fixing it at the right time, two different things. And I would hate for you. I don't want you to enable him either. But I also don't want you to push him off the cliff at the wrong time because of the setup that's occurred. Mylon, you have a thought about what might be helpful at this time? I mean, essentially, by giving him a place to stay, he doesn't have to support himself. What you want is you want him working and holding down a job no matter where he stays.
Well, Christy, I will start in a different spot here. I would guess that something in your history has contributed to you not wanting to be around pain, or you've experienced pain in the past that you don't want to have there again. And so often the easier path is to try to find paths where there is no pain, where there is no tension, where there is no conflict. And would you say that's true, or do you agree with any of that?
Yes. And I have been working on that. Like I said, you know, we started with a counselor, gosh, back when he was, you know, in high school, and just, it was crazy.
Okay,
I have worked on that,
good.
But I feel like I backslid.
Okay, so I love your insight. I love where you're going. I love what you're trying to do here. But I also want you to know what you're fighting. As you've already said, you're fighting yourself, but you're not just fighting the present day Christy. You're fighting your history.
Mm-hmm.
And that history is filled with your own pain. And then as Steve Poe would say, a habit of protecting yourself from pain. And what we have to do in situations like this is we really have to also address and not just dismiss or look at it and cast it aside, but we actually have to grieve our pain and be sad for what I went through. And I hope you're doing that as a part of your counseling.
That sounds okay. I understand that there is pain there, but it's the pain of a mom's heart.
I understand.
How does a mom...
Some moms, Christy, feel more pain than others. And so we can't just say a mom's heart, because some moms feel far more intense about the pain of their child. And when a child feels pain, they feel pain. And this is called differentiation. They can't differentiate from their child, so that whatever the child feels, they feel. And I just want you to understand a little bit more about the cause of it all. Because your desire and your question is very noble, and you're on the right track. I'm very proud of you. But I want you to understand it's not just a mom's heart. It's your heart, and it's a heart that was hurt.
In other words, there are moms who have a mom's heart, but it wouldn't result in this. So once you can see that, now you have an area to go to work on. Steve Poe, any thoughts you have for her in this struggle with a 25-year-old son?
Well, Christy, I know how much you love your son, and that is a mother's love. At the same time, as your son was growing up, there were things you wouldn't allow him to do because you loved him too much. You didn't allow him to play with sharp objects, and there's things that you wouldn't let him do because you loved him, and the same thing needs to hold true right now in his life. There needs to come a point where you say, I love him too much to let this go on, and to be intentional. and to say, okay, there's some things I'm going to do. I'm going to sit down with him. I'm going to assure him of how much I love him and that I want absolutely the best for him. And so, therefore, here's the steps we're going to take. I need you to start paying rent. By this date, I need maybe half rent. I'm going to let you have this for half price of what I would charge everyone else. But I need you to start paying rent. And if you can't pay rent within the first 30 days, you're going to have to find someplace else to live.
Yeah, I think that's the way you want to go, is you want to ease into it. And I think, you know, Christy, starting with, I did this because I really wanted to help you. But here we are. You're not working, and you're 25. You're about to be 26. We have to get you working and moving toward independence and supporting yourself. And so here is the timetable. I don't want you to say to him, you know, you're out or it's over or whatever. You do need to give him time to see that you mean what you say, and there is a way, and that you'll help him with counseling or whatever to get to that point where he makes those decisions that result in him being independent. I really think that's the way to go.
Steve, the other thing here, too, is confession. You know, if what Steve Poe just suggested is accurate, that I protected you as a child, or I've been overly involved or enmeshed to the point that I've restricted your exposure to life, I apologize for that. Mm-hmm. And I want to help you grow.
Yeah. And you're really on the right track.
And I want to grow, too.
Yeah. I can't think of any reason for you not to be in Al-Anon or a codependency group every week.
It's a great idea, Steve. Mm-hmm.
Because you're just going to have a different perspective on all of this. I'm glad that you called. I'm going to send you my Island Case book, How We Love. I think it'll help you see not only how your relationship with your parents impact this, but I think you might see the kind of relationship that's formed there with your son. And I'm really glad that you called. 1-800-229-3000. If you want to join us, we'd love for you to. Here is Kay from Raleigh, North Carolina. She listens on Sirius XM Satellite Radio Channel 131 at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. Kay, how are you today? What's going on?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
Been okay. By the way, before you ask a question, this is Max Lucado's birthday. He's a great friend of the ministry, and we wish Max a very, very happy birthday today. Yeah, he's a favorite.
Yeah, I love him.
He's also a person that endorsed Steve Poe's book, so that's pretty cool too. All right, so Kay, how could we help? What's going on?
The name of that book. The name of that book. What was it?
Creatures of Habit.
Creatures of Heaven.
Not Creatures of Heaven, but Creatures of Habit. Creatures of Habit.
Yeah. Creatures of Habit. Okay.
That's right. Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
My question is, my daughter told me yesterday she's gay, and she's 36. I want to know how to respond. I just told her I loved her, and I would support her as much as I could. Of course, I'm a Christian, and I don't want to alienate her. I just want to know how to respond, because I don't know what to say.
Okay. Well, it sounds like this is very painful for you. Did she say how long this has been going on, and did you have some kind of sense that this was her?
Well, I kind of assumed that's what was happening, but I guess her telling me it's not real.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm so sorry. Yeah. Well, I tell you what, the music's starting, and we hear your tears, and we're very sorry, and think maybe we can give you some help. Has she asked anything of you, Kay? Has she asked anything?
Yes, she wants me to be a part of it, is what she said.
Okay. Okay, well, we're gonna explore that a little bit.
To that.
Yeah, okay. Well, we'll explore that when we come back. You're listening to New Life Live, 1-800-229-3000. My pastor, Steve Poe, is here. He's the author of the soon-to-be-available book, Creatures of Habit. And then joined by the great counselor, Milan Yurkovich. He's a lifesaver. Got my life back. He's the author of How We Love. We'll take a break and come back.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back, and we're talking with Kay, one of those very, very tough phone calls where she's been told by her daughter, who is 36, that her daughter is gay. Now, Kay, are you still there? Kay, are you still there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. So one of the things that I just want to mention this, that your daughter wants you to accept her. She's saying she wants you to be part of it. So she's really wanting you not just to accept, but to integrate her partner and all of this into your life. And I would just say that just as she wants you to accept her, she needs to accept you as her mother, who is a believer, and this is very difficult for you. So just as she's looking for acceptance, I think you're entitled to be accepted by her. You can't just ignore how you feel. You don't hate her. You absolutely love her. You want to be part of her life. But you're not going to be able to instantly go from thinking this is not okay to thinking this is okay. And you're not going to change your values, but you're also not going to ever, ever stop loving her. Let's see what Milan has to say about this situation. Milan, what are your thoughts?
Well, Kay, our culture and many of the young people in our culture, including members of the LGBTQ community, require that others fully embrace their viewpoint, and if they don't, then they are labeled as rejecting them. So it's an all or nothing request, which is very, very difficult. That's not how life is lived. We all live, we have to be able to integrate what Steve was just saying. We have to be able to accept that I can disagree with you, but I'm not a hater. I can disagree with you, and I'm not a phobe. I can disagree with you, and I'm not rejecting you. And that is something that is not expressed, taught, articulated, or endorsed within many of the young people in the current culture. They live in a good bad split where it's either all or nothing. So one of your challenges is to help her understand, if this is truly how you believe, that I do not endorse the lifestyle because of my beliefs, but I love you and I will do my best to continue to love you through this. And that is your request, which is what Steve is saying. What do you require of the relationship? I had some friends, acquaintances, that their daughter decided to go through a transgender procedure, and immediately she wanted her parents to start calling her by a boy's name and not using the word her, but him. But they'd been calling her their daughter for 25 years. And how do I switch that? How do I switch that in my head overnight? And if they didn't do it, she was furious. So there's an impatience within many people in our culture that won't allow people what is really the privilege of adjustment. adjusting to things. This is not new information to her, but it's brand new information to you.
Yeah. Steve, you have a thought on this? Yeah. I mean, this is really a...
Well, Kay, I agree with what both Steve and Mylon have said. And first of all, you're not alone. There's other parents going through the same type of thing, and they're feeling the same type of pain and the same type of hurt that you're feeling right now. And God certainly sees the hurt and the pain that you're feeling. And I think as they have just said, you need to just commit that you're going to love her and just pray for her. There's power in prayer. And so I would just encourage you to continue to pray for your daughter. And at the same time, don't preach to her. Don't constantly tell her how wrong she is. She knows what you believe.
That's right.
And then just love her.
I really agree with that. You know, one thing, I'll just add this, and that is this, that you say to her, you know what, I am going to love you like I've always loved you, and I'm going to make some mistakes here because this is really hard, and I hope you'll forgive me. I'm not going to tell you it's easy. It's difficult. I might stumble here or there, but just know I love you, and let's go through it together. I do want to be part of your life. I'm going to send you a copy of Take Your Life Back. I hope that's going to be helpful to you. And anybody else, you can get that at 1-800-NEW-LIFE or go to newlife.com. And we've got several calls lined up. We'll go to that right after this. You're listening to New Life Live. And as I mentioned earlier, a gift of any amount, we send you the New Life Journal. I think you'll really like it. It'll make you just such a stronger, better person. We don't guarantee that, but that is the intent of it all. Tomorrow, Ron Archer will be sitting in for me while I'm getting a lens replaced in one of my eyeballs. I'd much rather be here than becoming the bionic man. Anyway, you guys have said you love Ron. He'll be here taking over the program then. And right after this break, also we'll hear from Larry Sonnenberg. You're listening to New Life Live, and anything that we're going to do, including the next Everyman's Battle, Mylon and Kay and I are doing Intimacy and Marriage February 13th. It's at newlife.com.
I was really living a very anxiety-filled life. I turned on New Life, and the topic that day was about anxiety. And just by listening, I got relief.
You can help New Life Live stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. When you sign up to support us monthly through Club New Life, we'll send you the new member thank you gift of 7 books, including Growth Has No Boundaries by Drs. John Townsend and Henry Cloud, Take Your Life Back by Steve Arterburn and Dr. Dave Stoop, and the Emotional Freedom Workbook. Plus, there are ongoing benefits like access to the Club New Life video library, the monthly Club New Life CD or download, quarterly resources, free shipping on purchased resources, and discounts on workshops. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433. Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and hope in life's hardest places. Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today. Glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Joining us in the studio, Larry Sonnenberg is here. Larry, how are you today?
Doing good, Steve. We had a really good Everyman's Battle workshop on Saturday. We had 46 guys. They all showed up. We had 32 alumni. Now, when you're alumni of Everyman's Battle, you can come to the workshop and sit in the back of the room, so to speak. So,
32 alumni.
Yeah.
That's so amazing. That's just awesome.
So it's just great. Guys are on a new track. They feel bonded and ready to go, so really happy about that.
Great. What do you have for us today? You have a story, a testimony?
Yeah, I do.
What do you have?
A lady wrote in, "Hi, just wanted to thank you all for the kind phone call we got today from Becky Brown. The fact that time was found in the wall-to-wall busyness of your ministry to call was very touching. For some reason, it made me think of a caller to a show a few years back. The man was distraught and suicidal over guilt for doing his duty in our military overseas. He'd killed the enemy in the line of duty and was having a hard time dealing with it. In like 30 seconds or so, it seemed Steve was able to start shedding some light and give him hope. I couldn't hear the entire call, but I knew that man was going to be okay. We're all indeed the body of Christ, and y'all are the mouth. Speaking a word in due season produces a harvest that we won't fully realize here on earth. Thanks for being devoted servants of the Most High God and blessing countless others in that service. So you know, especially in this season, the reason this one touched me is I had another suicide. Someone called yesterday and told me that their next-door neighbor committed suicide.
Oh, boy.
And I know that we've had people here in our ministry whose lives have been personally touched by suicide, you know, including Sherry and her brother.
Mm-hmm.
It's what we do, folks. We help people. They get pain, they're struggling, they're hurting, and we help. So you can help us and to help others by making a gift. And we've got this great thank you gift, this journal, this New Life journal.
Well, I tell you, if you're struggling, I just saw the statistic a couple of days ago that 1 in 6 people through this epidemic, 1 in 6 that have never had counseling before have sought out a counselor. 1 in 6.
Wonderful.
That's a high percentage, so you're not alone. And that's what we are here for, and we've got counselors all over this country. And you call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. But we can't do it without the support of our faithful, giving family. And so please help us if you can. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. And Larry,
Steve,
I appreciate that. Yes, sir.
I just want to add, please consider joining Club New Life.
Yep.
Give a call and look at that. That monthly giving is great. And if you're a member of Club New Life and you give by credit card, if you haven't heard from us, would you please call us at 800-NEW-LIFE and just tell them that I told you to call?
Because you have to renew that every year, right?
Yeah,
something like that.
Yeah, we've got a situation with our credit card processing that requires us to gather those credit card numbers again.
Yeah, okay.
Okay,
yeah,
thanks.
Please do that. Thank you, Larry. Let's go to Maria, Blackwood, New Jersey. WFIL is the station. Hi, Maria. How are you today?
Hi, how are you?
I'm all right. What's
okay.
going on in your life?
Okay, I have 2 sons and my 1 son that is 34. He's been on drugs from about 15 years old. And put my family through hell and back. And we did everything for about 10 years. We had him in like 20 different rehabs. We would go, he was in one rehab for like 1.5 years, and we would go every weekend and visit him. And then he met a girl in rehab, and she got pregnant, and they had a little boy, and I've been raising him from an infant. He's
okay,
now 14.
So what's going on with your son now? How could we help you here?
He's in prison. He's been in prison for about 5 years. He robbed my parents for the third time, stole their car and everything else. Hmm. And the third time we pressed charges. And he hates me. He writes me horrible messages that it's our fault he's in there.
Mm-hmm. It's your fault that he's in prison.
Yes. Okay.
So what's the question for us?
I don't know, like, stop reaching out to him, stop writing him letters. I have a son. I would love to share the good things that his son does, and he gets good grades and all that. Like, I don't know what to do.
Okay. I'm going to suggest 2 things for you, and then we'll hear what Milam would suggest. And by the way, Steve Poe, our church, Northview, we have real-life functioning church campuses. How many prisons are we in now?
It's 4 prisons.
4 different prison campuses. And so, you know, there are a lot of folks in prisons that aren't blaming their parents for being there. But Maria...
I'm sure.
Maria, he's not writing you and saying to you, I wish I'd done things differently or whatever. He's blaming you. He's trying to make you feel guilty. He's trying to punish you for his problems. So I would suggest that you write him a letter and tell him that you're not going to be reading his messages anymore.
Okay.
until a chaplain at the prison gives you a call and says your son has had a real change of heart and he'd like to communicate with you in a positive adult way. I would write that to him. And then all the things that you said you'd like to communicate with him about his son and the good grades, I would absolutely, on a regular basis, whether it's twice a week or once a week, I would write those things to him. I would write those positive things, tell him you love him, you hope he gets better, while you're also saying, I have no idea what you're writing to me. I'm just not going to read them anymore until I hear you've had a change of heart. Mylon, do you have any thoughts on this?
Well, Steve, I endorse the position you're taking here, which is, and I told somebody this same thing last week about an adult daughter who was treating them very severely and unkindly. And you have to decide this is unacceptable. I'm not going to allow you to do this anymore. If you want to have any relationship with me, it's not going to be a hateful one. And as Steve is saying, I require certain things to have relationship. You know, as you raise children, and especially as you're raising your grandson, who is his son, there's these feelings of obligation and feeling I have to connect with these people. But he's not responding. And what we need to do is walk away from those people. And as Steve said, there are requirements to have relationship with you. And I love Steve's answer.
And Steve Poe, you want to add anything here to help her deal with just one of the toughest situations ever?
Well, Maria, I think the biggest thing I would encourage you with is that just to remind yourself continuously that he's lying to you.
Yeah.
That what he's saying to you is absolutely a lie, and so you just need to refuse to listen to him.
It's just hurtful.
Sure.
It is hurtful. Very it's hurtful when it comes from someone you love, but the scripture says you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. And so it's important that you don't listen to his lies, and you just continue to remind yourself of the truth and stand on the truth and move forward with some of the suggestions that Steve and Mylon just said, believing truth.
Yeah, and you know, I got to tell you, I hate pain. I don't sign up for it. When I go to the dentist, I like to get an epidural. I want no pain. And so I'm not going to volunteer to be hurt by opening a letter that I know is just intended to hurt me. I'm not going to do that, and I don't want you to do that either. I'm going to send you Healing as a Choice, and there's a great, wonderful chapter in there on grieving that I hope that you'll enjoy. I think it will help you quite a bit.
Steve, can I say one more thing?
Please.
And that is, you know, Maria, Pastor Steve Poe is right. It is a lie.
Mm-hmm.
But to your son, it's his truth.
Mm-hmm.
And he believes that. And, you know, he's not, you know, for whatever reason, this is what he believes. Often, in the right circumstances, we have to sit down and ask, what is your pain that is causing you to hate so severely? Because our truths need to be shifted with conversations with God and with conversations with others. Your son needs to come to a position where he learns that for you to press charges was a loving thing to do. It is, if you will, that's what agape love is. I will do what's best for you. I won't just cater to you. I'll do what's best, even if it's hard. And so it'll be interesting to see if a shift takes place inside of your son.
Yeah. You can invite him to make that change.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here and our special guest, Steve Poe. You can hear all of his great messages at northviewchurch.us. He's a great communicator. a wonderful church. It's one of the it's in the top 20 largest churches in America. 2 years ago, it was the third fastest growing church. And I'm telling you, they're meeting a lot of needs, and we'll have him on from time to time. He's got a new book coming out, Creatures of Habit, and we're going to feature that book. But right now, we're going to go over here and talk with Nancy, who watches the program and listens on YouTube. She's from Tampa, Florida. Nancy, you're on with Stephen Milan. How are you today?
I'm pretty good. How are you guys doing?
Great. What can we help you with?
Okay, well, it's my oldest daughter, who's 30. She's married with a husband and two beautiful children. The story starts, long story short, her husband was not a Christian when she married him. In fact, he was an atheist. They lived with us for 6 months. He got involved with a girl online through his video game. My daughter's they got Christian counseling. He said he was sorry, do whatever he could. Then we didn't know, unbeknownst to us, she started an affair, full-blown affair. And the only silver lining to the story before my question, I'll tell you, is I got to lead my son-in-law to the Lord, thank the Lord. And he is, you know, I'm telling you, he's a new Christian, but he says, I found Jesus for the first time in my life.
Wonderful.
So that is awesome.
So how do you know your daughter's having an affair?
She's told all of us, but it has been going on since August.
Okay.
And we've only known as a family for about a month.
Okay.
My question to you is...
Yes, what is that?
I've always been a child and a child is where she wants you to accept it, be okay with it, and... Like for Christmas, she wanted us to have him at our Christmas with her husband there. And she totally ruined everyone's Christmas because I said no, and she decided her and the girls would not come. So my question to you is, I've tried everything with her besides, you know, I pray daily for her many times a day. What can I do instead of preaching to her? Because I feel like I'm talking to a brick wall. And I see that her kids are suffering greatly. And her husband has got the patience of Job, of things he puts up with.
Okay. So I think we get it. And I'm going to tell you, with her, I don't think that you can do anything with her. That is a level of arrogant resistance, rebellion, and really so uncaring of anybody except for her. So I wouldn't be spending, I wouldn't waste my time trying to do anything that would impact her. But here's what I would do. Are you married? Do your husband, do you live together with your husband?
I am married.
Okay.
Yeah, and have a wonderful husband. Yes.
Okay, if he is wonderful, then he needs to go sit down with his son-in-law and tell his son-in-law, you can't do this. You can't do nothing. Because in doing nothing, you're endorsing the behavior, and it's very, very detrimental to your children and to you and to everybody else. And so you need to tell your wife, it's time to come home, be the faithful wife. And then when she says, I could care less what you have to say, you need to file for divorce. He needs to take action. Now, we don't want to see a divorce, but he's not, he doesn't have the patience of Job. He's enabling something when action is caught. Proverbs 10:10, when you wink at wrong, you cause trouble, but an open rebuke brings lasting peace. That's where this needs to come into play. He must not allow this to go unabated. And sometimes when a man like him steps up, files for divorce, it wakes the other person up. But if it doesn't wake them up, then he is simply doing the paperwork on the divorce that she's already initiated. Mylon, Steve, any thoughts on this by either of you? I want to encourage this mother to do the right thing. Mylon, your thoughts?
Nancy, your daughter isn't healthy. You know, as Steve said earlier, you know, with her arrogant entitlement, that is not a healthy person to flaunt a relationship in the face of her family and then demand that you accept it and then get angry when you don't. That level of reactivity tells me how unhealthy she is.
Yeah.
So Steve's right. But by holding to truth and saying no doesn't mean you're preaching at her. It simply means you're holding to truth. And number two, what Steve said is exactly what I was going to say. Your son-in-law is a new Christian, but he's misconstruing what the Bible says about love. And he probably has his own basis of fear that it's hard for him to stand up to her. So, but I totally agree with Steve. He's the one that has to decide he's going to get the support he needs so that he can stand ground.
Mm-hmm. See, Poe, don't have a lot of time. You have a thought here that might help her.
Well, the only thing I would say is hurt people hurt people. And your daughter's still hurting from when the affair was done against her, and so now she's lashing out and trying to hurt others.
Yeah.
And I think it's time for her to grow up and take responsibility for her children and for her marriage. And so I agree with what Steve and Mylon have said, and all you can do is just continue to love her but not go along with her behavior.
Yeah. All right, I'm going to send you a copy of, well, let me send you Take Your Life Back. I hope that that will help you there. I also want to suggest that you tell this son-in-law of yours that you guys would pay their way if she would go to Intimacy and Marriage on February the 13th, because that really is one of those strange things that takes cases like this and brings people back together. We've seen worse cases than this, if you can imagine. But I'll tell you, we've got to remind folks that God does not honor peacekeepers. Mm-hmm. That is not a biblical concept. God honors peacemakers. And sometimes you have to disturb the peace to make true peace. Jesus did that. He disturbed the peace. He didn't just keep the peace. And we have to stand up for what is right, especially when we have children that are watching what we do. And there are three children here, the two young ones, and then the daughter is also acting like a child, and she's still trying to punish other people for the pain that she's experiencing. If you're in a situation like this, and you sense that maybe I'm enabling the situation, but I'm calling it something else, I'm calling it patience or something like that, then maybe it's time to think about a counselor for you to give you the courage to do the right thing. I was reading scripture the other day about what God told Joshua, and he told him that he needed, within four verses, three times, he said, you need to be strong and courageous. Then he said, you need to be strong and very courageous. You need to be strong and courageous. We need to be strong and courageous, especially when it comes to situations like this. Thank you, Steve Poe. Thank you, Mylon Yurkovich. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. If you need some help, you come call us. We want to help you. See you next time. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you. But you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.